Christopher Klonsch goes on an unsuccessful elk hunt, but learns something. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Called the bull in, made a play for it in the middle of the desert. And a lot of people don't know that elk in Idaho used to always be a desert animal, but there's a large population of elk out there in the desert. I was able to shoot one with my bow. It was only 30 yards away. This time I had a witness, for whatever reason, did not kill it and found it the next day. It seemed to be actually pretty healthy. It had a blood mark where the arrow hit, but it didn't go. And it must have caught a rib. So it was exciting. It was fun, but it has almost made me give myself the award for America's worst archery elk hunter. So I think I might go ahead and go hunt an elk with a rifle this year.
Clutch, you can't help it if you hit a rib.
I have a lot of really good friends that are great archery hunters, and they're like, don't get down on it. I even called one, Corey Glonner. He has a business. He sells really upscale hunts all around the world, and he used to be an elk guide, and he came up and helped me actually locate where the elk was and reassured me that it was okay. It was too far away to do anything about when we found it. Ran up and over the hill, and he's like, you know, don't beat yourself up. He goes, we've all had that happen. I just seem like I've had so many mishaps in the elk woods, Sparky, that it's like God telling me maybe a rifle's a better choice of weapon for me.
As I said at the beginning of this story, Clonchy learned something.
Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.